From the Financial Times in London, I am Naomi Rovnik and this is FT News. Two surveys out in recent weeks suggest that nearly half of highly skilled European workers plan to leave the UK because of Brexit. These are just two surveys, but if they are right, then London, and by consequence the British economy that relies on the capital for tax revenues, has a problem. The British capital faces becoming less international and possibly by consequence less of a draw for the skilled foreigners who have traditionally come to Britain to fill gaps in the country's corporate and academic expertise, to populate its business schools and to rent or buy its real estate. The FT statistics journalist Frederica Cocco and I have written an article on the phenomenon of foreign skilled workers. Frederica joins me here in the studio to analyse the findings, one by law firm Baker McKenzie and another by Professional Services Group Deloitte. Hi, Frederica.
Hello.
Frederica, the latest surveys have told us that around half of skilled EU nationals plan to leave. That matches up, of course, with the experience of a recruiter who appeared in our article, who has set up an agency to help skilled EU nationals find jobs outside Britain and has 2,000 candidates signed up so far. From your statistical research, who are these skilled workers and what jobs are they doing in Britain?
So the first survey that we looked at had quite a small sample size. So they interviewed 250 workers who work for FTSE 250 companies, and they have indicated that they are considering leaving the UK, or highly likely or likely to leave. And this is corroborated by a Deloitte survey, which has a smaller sample size. But again, we see almost half of EU workers saying that they're considering to leave.
The results were almost identical, weren't they? 49% for one, 47% for the other.
Quite. These are just two small pieces in the puzzle, and we can try and corroborate it with other more hard statistical evidence. And what we have is that, first of all, the majority of non-UK skilled workers, or rather, the majority of European workers who are skilled, who work here, belong to the EU 14 countries. So these are the countries that were members of the European Union prior to the Eastern European countries of Poland, Hungary and so on joining in 2004. They tend to work as doctors, as engineers, as academics. And they don't necessarily match the people interviewed in the survey. But what we have seen looking at emigration statistics is that EU 15 workers are starting to leave. And this is an exodus that in the past was only matched with an exodus that happened at the beginning of the financial crisis.
So if we know that the amount that are going from EU 15 countries is rising and that 40-50% of those people are highly skilled workers, we can deduce that skilled labour is probably going away once we match it with those admittedly small but corroborative surveys.
Yes, and half of them are leaving because they have found a job or for work reasons. Others are just going back home.
I see. Oh, so there is evidence that they're actually going. Is immigration from EU countries to Britain falling in general as well? And if so, is that immigration from the EU 15 countries who are more likely to be providing the workers who go into white collar jobs, or is it from the countries who are more likely to provide workers who go into more blue-collar jobs?
So what we see are basically three currents. One, skilled EU nationals who are considering leaving. There are others who are leaving, hundreds of thousands in December 2016.
000.
Yes, which was a statistically significant increase. And then we have a third current, which is fewer people coming in. And the way that we see this is by looking at the number of people who are registering for national insurance numbers.
Meaning they're looking for work here.
Exactly. It's basically a
work
permit. When they register, the statistics on their nationality are collected. And what we have is fewer people from certain European countries, like Poland, predominantly Spain, but also some non-UK countries, so fewer people than in the past coming in to register for work. And one way that this has registered in a specific profession is that we're seeing fewer NHS workers applying for jobs.
I was about to ask you that. There's been a lot in the news recently about NHS workers wanting to go. Is this a media impression that it's widespread, or is it borne out in official data or reliable surveys as well?
Again, this is just another piece of the puzzle. The problem with these statistics is that they were collected by Freedom of Information numbers with a Freedom of Information request. And what happened is they found that there was a 92% decrease in a number of nurses coming from outside the UK coming to work here. The problem with that is that what they're comparing is December with July, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And there are seasonal differences. answers.
It does depend on how many people answer and the time period in which they provide the answer as well.
They asked NHS Trust, but they have a good sample size. But the problem is that there are seasonal differences in the number of people coming here to work. There will be fewer people coming in December than there are in the summer. However, it's a 92% drop, which is quite consistent, and so that signals would, that might be a problem.
So we don't know. With the seasonal differences taking into account, we wouldn't normally see that level of drop between
yeah, but the
December
best comparison would be to wait July this year. When we get the statistics on that, then we'll know whether this is a trend.
I'm sure all the news editors will have that in their diaries. Finally, Federica, you seem yourself to be exactly the sort of skilled EU worker the UK needs. You're Italian, of course, but you work at a high level in English language journalism, and a large part of your job is interpreting and explaining complex statistics. So what's your view of Brexit Britain?
Well, it was a bit of a shock, and I don't know if, like, these other people I would consider leaving, just because, like you said, I've been here for quite a long time. And some of my friends who come from the EU or from other countries, they're also quite embedded here. They are married to British people. They have children who've grown up here. So it's quite tricky. But it was definitely a cultural shock where you don't know if you are welcome anymore or not.
Do people ever ask you, are you staying? Or going? It seems to be part of a dialogue
now. Good. Do you know what I get asked? What I get asked is basically, will you marry me so that I can get an EU passport?
Well, that's a good one.
I think I got 3 proposals on the day after
Fantastic.
The referendum.
Will you marry me? That's legal now, right? Anyway, that is Federica Cocco. I'm Naomi Rovnik. We're not getting married. And that was FT News. Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.